You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So as of the 1st of August, rather, or lady who is going to be starting Women's Month really nicely in August, is Jeanette Marais. And I say nicely because she is going to be starting in her new role as the Group CEO of Momentum Metropolitan. We've spoken to her once or twice, I think, on the Market Update before in her capacity, a current capacity, actually, as the Deputy CEO of Momentum Metropolitan, as well as the CEO of the group's investment division. But today we get to speak to Jeanette as the incoming boss lady. Oh, bigger boss lady, because you're already a boss lady. Jeanette, congratulations.
Fifi, thank you. Thanks so much. So, don't feel like a boss lady, but thank you.
So why don't you feel like a boss lady? I mean, just looking at the senior positions that you have held, that you currently hold right now, why are you not feeling like a boss lady?
You know what? Maybe I'm setting myself up here, but it's just not a thing. You know what? Mm. I mean, I think being the CEO is one person, but it's all about the organization and the culture and every person in that organization. So yes, I mean, the last few days since the announcement has been overwhelmingly amazing. The response to it and the support and, you know, the congratulations. So I guess that part is just an amazing feeling. But the boss part, I'm not so sure.
Okay. No, we'll accept that. I'd like to understand if this was always the plan. I mean, you have had quite an eventful career. You were with Momentum. You went out to try other opportunities. You came back as the deputy CEO in 2018. Was it always a plan to eventually assume a group CEO level?
No, it actually wasn't the plan. At that point in time, I came from a very senior position at a competitor business. And I mean, I guess that, you know, they offered me the deputy CEO role because it made it big and attractive enough for them to get me to leave my very comfortable life in Cape Town and commute to Joburg on a weekly basis to join this group.
Sure.
But there was absolutely never a promise that being the deputy meant that I was going to be, you know, shooed into being the CEO. In fact, the process that was followed was from the beginning, literally 3 years ago, the board communicated that anyone on our executive committee had the opportunity to raise their hand if they were interested to become the CEO or be part of the process at least. And we followed a completely open market process with headhunters that also looked for outside candidates, because I guess the board really wanted to make sure that arrogant, but I guess I did get it, so let me own that.
Sure.
They really wanted to be sure that it was the right person and the best person rather than just one person.
So not part of the plan, but along the way, you recognize that this is an opportunity that you want to raise your hand for, that can be a part of the plan. And I want to understand the feeling and the emotion behind that, because a lot of people struggle or they have that fear of raising their hand when it comes to raising your hand for a particularly big, important position. And I'd like to understand how you felt at the time and how you perhaps even overcame any fear that you could have been feeling.
You know, Fifi, I'll take it 30 years back in my career. I learned very early on that, in fact, I mean, I'll put it this way. I've actually never worked in an organization where I had a female more senior than me, and I've actually never had the privilege to work for a female boss. So I learned early on that it's a tough world out there, and if you don't put your hand up, you will not be recognized or you won't be given opportunities. So I've never really struggled with that part. Mm. Doesn't mean that every time I raised my hand, I got the position. But I learned through the years to trust where I was and to be recognized or to be noticed at least. So that part for me wasn't the hard part. The hard part was actually how tough the process was. I mean, it was a grueling, you know, interview process and assessment process in order to even just get to where we are now. But that part I learned early on. You know, maybe I'm look, I don't think I'm opportunistic, but I have certainly learned that you will be noticed when you do put up your hand, when you do sometimes, you know, say, look, I'm ready. Mm. Please give me the opportunity. Mm. And this time around, there was no hesitation for me.
Sure.
To actually do that. I felt I was ready. I also knew that this was the one and only opportunity for me to be CEO. I don't think I have another company in me. And this one is my home. It's my spiritual home. It's my family. It's the one company that I love more than any other one where I've ever been. And it just felt like this is where I wanted to do it.
So you say home quite deliberately, I'm sure, because, I mean, you started your career at Momentum in 1990. Was it your first job in the sense?
Don't make me sound that old. It was. Right out of university, they gave me this opportunity. And I tell you, when I entered the doors of, actually, it's not the same building, you know, in the meantime, we've grown, so we've moved into a different building. But I walked in there as a girl from a farm in the Free State. Mm. I had no idea. I had no role models. I didn't even know, outside of my teachers, I didn't even know anyone that was earning a salary every month, because my dad's a farmer and my mom gave up her job to raise her kids. So it was just the foundation for every other role that I had after that. All the opportunities I had for me felt like it was built on this foundation. And when 6 years ago they approached me and asked whether I was willing to come back to help with the turnaround, I really didn't hesitate for too long or too much. It really just felt like this was full circle and this is where I wanted to end my career.
Sure. So when you were appointed earlier this week, a lot has been said about the progress or the further progress that your appointment did symbolize in terms of inclusion and representation of women at the helm of listed companies, top listed companies on the JSE, because while we have seen progress, it has also been a slow process. And I want to dial back to the experience you shared where you put your hand up for positions before in your career and you got shut down in a sense. You were not successful. And I want to know to what degree that was around timing and perhaps our economic and corporate system not being ready to recognize female leadership, and how much that's changed in your view.
I tell you what, it was a tough journey to the top. I tell you, for me to be a woman and to have made it in still a very male-dominated environment, I had to be tough, and I am tough. And I think that's sometimes a little bit scary. I mean, I've read so many books about it because at some point I felt like I needed to understand this a little bit better. And actually, psychologically, we're all wired to, when we look at women, when it's a strong one, there's a very negative, immediate kind of almost emotional reaction to that, because we are hardwired to think about women as the nurturer, the soft person, the caring person, and not necessarily as the breadwinner and the decision maker and the ambitious person. So these are quite a negative connotation to that. And it's subconscious. Mm. We don't even know that that's how we respond and react. And actually, twice in the past when I didn't get these opportunities, it had a lot more to do with people saying to me, oh, I wish you could just be a little bit more like us. You know, not so tough. Don't challenge everything. Could you not just relax a bit and not always want to make things better? Now, I realized that if I do that, I'll lose. Here I am at a place that absolutely embraced the real Jeanette and what I bring to the table, my energy, my passion, my absolute focus on the detail, on how we show up, on it, always wanting to make things better, stretching that target a little bit higher, driving a little bit harder for what I know we can achieve. And when I look back today, I'm so thankful that I got that opportunity right here, right now, at this organization. Because I think, just for a position, I think it's a terrible place to be.
All right. Jeanette, we lost you there a little bit in terms of some of the things you were saying.
You know, but when I look back,
sure.
Is what I was.
Sure, something crazy seems to be happening with our telephone lines right now. Jeanette, can you still hear me?
I hear you, Fifi.
Perfect. Oh, we lost some of the magic that you were trying to share there with us about the importance of essentially being authentic and essentially being yourself. Yes. And how important it is to getting ahead in positions. But can yourself allow yourself to go through some form of refining and fine-tuning? Because it's always, yes, be yourself, but to what degree do you need to subject yourself to a little bit of refinement to get ahead in certain ways?
Yeah. Oh, of course you do. You know what? When you're part of a team, when you're part of a corporate environment, you know, I mean, you learn that. You learn that nothing is just black and white.
Sure.
Nothing is just my way or the highway. It really is what works for organizations at a particular point in time. The maturity and the EQ and the self-awareness with which you enter into situations are so incredibly important. So absolutely, that is incredibly important. But I think that match of the uniqueness and the talent that you bring to the table with an organization at a specific point in its evolution, I think, is also as important. You know, organizations need CEOs with certain skills and different skills at different times in its history. And I think when that comes together, that for me is just where the magic happens.
All right. The magic of authenticity. Jeanette, gonna look forward to talking to you still in your role. But congratulations yet again, Jeanette Murray. She's the incoming CEO at Momentum Metropolitan, the current deputy CEO of the financial organization.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.